Joining us from American Fork, Utah, please welcome
American Fork High School. Welcome to the Wasatch Front Invitational. This is Nick Benson from Seattle, Washington.
Performing their 2014
I'll be adjudicating in the area of visual general effect.
The Wasatch Front Invitational.
Looking forward to a great run through tonight. It's a little bit chilly,
Maren
McAllister, but we're under the lights.
Wyatt Gillis and Kara Cannon and the American Fork High School Marching Band.
A bad hair day. All right. Like the opening stage here, the presentation of the small ensemble up here at the Woodwinds. Yeah, nice work in and out of the ground here. Winds to lead eyes from left to right. Love the costuming of the color guard here as we're dancing around the mirrors. Great stages created across the front. Yeah, really solid job through the chasse and the unification of our bodies and the communication through that. Just watch the line through the arm. Yeah, good contrast from the dancers to the winds as we move into the ground versus when the dancers come up out of the ground. Yeah, nice texture created, motion. Yeah, the added idea from here from the color guard. The speed changes working well for us. Okay, just a little bit of a break in continuity to the end of that phrase, I think, as we kind of waited for that next idea to happen. So just from a visual standpoint, I felt like we lost a little bit of the direction to the back end of that phrase as we transition from moment to moment here. Yeah, nice finish to the phrase there, strong impact, nice resolution, good. Yeah, good motion, counter motion here through the fall of the leader. Yeah, nice quality through the halt. Yeah, and again, the color guard stage up here in the front working well to accentuate the dynamic there from the winds and the soundtrack. Yeah, good subtlety to the musical soundtrack. Yeah, good playfulness coming out of the guard soloist here. Yeah, really well handled in and out of those halls. So the fast phrasing here from the winds, in the accents from the flags in the back, working well. Yeah, as we lead the eye from side two to side one. Yeah, another well-coordinated moment as we build into that. Careful, tuba, as we lead our eyes right to you. We've got to make sure that we're doing a little bit stronger job, really making sure we're on top of our visual responsibilities right there. Yeah, good lower body contribution through all this. Nice to the soloist leading the eye. Yeah, interesting framing with the color guard in the back, acting as support, working well. Now, interesting how we move in and out of these musical ideas. Yeah, I was wondering if there's something we could do at the end there to really put the finishing touches on that. If we could turn the upper bodies of the high brass to the side or something so that we bring our eye over to the low brass. Just seemed a little disjunct there. But great quality, great counter motion again here. Yeah, cool how we build this curvilinear serpentine form here. Yeah, good motion again in the back with the flags. Operating in a pretty tight space from the winds here. Handled well. Nice to the direction change. Yeah, very cool how we push across. Yeah, good dimensionality created by the color guard performers up on top of the boxes here in the front. Yeah, the coordination there in that moment working very well for us through the choreography, the guard. Nice. Yeah, cool how we kind of break this apart and open this out. Interesting, good stage created down here in the front for the soloist. Okay, just watching quality control down here, winds as we move out from a timing of feet standpoint, just quality of our visual responsibilities. Yeah, really cool use of color too, and the way that we move these around the field here. Nice control trumpets down here, working through the serpentine, through the jazz run. Good speed created in the center of the stage. Yeah, the scissor props, just do it for me. That's good. Yeah, cool with the vignettes here. Yeah, interesting how we use the stages here with the solos. Yeah, really cool moment there as we build through really challenging moment too through the jazz run, handled really well. But then we finish and then we kind of stop again and maybe just on the first read, not quite understanding it, but I think again just a little bit of a break to the phrase. Maybe a little bit stronger here, winds and our responsibilities when we're getting to yard lines. Okay, maybe just a little awkward in the way that we kind of wave and then put the hats back on. It seems just a little forced and frantic. So I'm wondering if there's a way that we can do that that just seems a little bit more creative or artistic and seamless. Yeah, a lot of environmental challenges created by the coverage of space and the way that we use the field. Yeah, very cool idea. Yeah, again, punctuation at the end of that phrase, I think, from the color guard seemed just a little bit open-ended and unfinished as we work into that transition building to the front there. Yeah, good speed change from the color guard up here in the front. We move down to the front and allow the back to take over as support. Again, appreciate the lower body contributions from the winds. Yeah, good coordination from the soundtrack, what we're seeing with the yellow flags. Yeah, from this vantage point, we're losing a little bit of the fall of the leader up here in the front. I understand, obviously, the motion's implied, but just behind these little props. Yeah, I'm not sure that the way that we move the boxes back through the band and back, ultimately back behind the band, is as seamless as some of the other moments in our show. I think right there, we halt the winds and we kind of wait, but we're still seeing the boxes kind of push back, and so we start to grab onto how we move those props backfield just a little bit for just a brief second, and then the winds move again and then the props stop. So I just wonder if there's another way that we can make that just a little bit more seamless. But I think that we offer, man, a lot of environmental challenges, a lot of great coordination throughout, and a lot of really difficult things for the performers handled at a really, really high level. I'm really impressed with the quality of movement that we're seeing from the winds, particularly in the trumpets through that large jazz running, and again, just some minor ends of phrasings, phrases that are getting away from us just a little bit, where we see the color guard kind of turn and look at the next idea and move. We don't really get maximum punctuation in those coordinated moments. So just something to take a look at. I really dig the show, guys. Off to a great start, and I can't wait to see where this thing goes later on in the season. So thanks a lot, guys, and hopefully my comment's been helpful.
Special thanks to the American